Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Dr. John talking to you live from Pearl River, Louisiana, on the school's location. Another day, beautiful day that the Lord has made, has created, has foreordained that we should do this today. And I hope you pray that you're in focus with God or in touch with God or following the Holy Spirit and looking forward to what he has for you today, his will for you today. You're saying, thy will be done. Amen. So let's go to Revelation chapter 18, entitled it, Babylon Has Fallen. And it's for obvious reasons. I believe we're well on our way toward this chapter in 18. Not that some things have to happen before that. But the Babylon that this chapter is talking about is being built right now. And the communism is not going to be the world religion. It's going to be capitalism. It's going to be enterprise. If you look at it right now, communist is is at its best, its last hurrah with Putin and with Russia. They're trying as hard as they can to resurrect or reincarnate the old Russian philosophy and way of living. And China is learning from them, and I think China is going to be more of a capitalist communism. And it already is doing that, and it's bringing into the mark of the beast and all of that, where they've got control of you, and you've got to go through them to buy and sell. If you're in China today, I was talking to a fellow that has businesses over there, and he said that you got to get an app on your phone, and you've got to use that app follows you wherever you go, and all your financial doings and everything else, all your commerce goes through that app. So China knows everything about you. So so that's the coming of the mark of the beast. And also, capitalism is on the rise. You know it yourself. Buy and sell, stock market. Everything is about purchasing things, about having more and better of everything. I'm just amazed at the prices of houses and how luxurious people live at a very low level of income. They live very well. They eat very well. We enjoy life very well, and that is the theme or the focus on this life. And I've been to the Mideast. I've been to Iraq after Saddam was captured. I was there when he was executed, and I saw Dubai. I saw Doha. Saw some other cities in the Mideast, beautiful, phenomenal. Out of sand, out of nothing, they're building huge, beautiful buildings, and that's just the beginning. And I think that's the background to this chapter. And so let's get busy. Let's read on. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, cage of every unclean and hateful bird. And that is greed, as far as I'm concerned. Every foul spirit, greed, and the habitation of devils, and the marketing cons and the just the stock, how was it, the stock market and the manipulation of everything. That's where all of these unclean and hateful, every foul spirit is at. Okay, verse 3. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. They've all played the game. They're in the orgy together. That's right. They're in the stock market orgy, or they're in this capitalistic orgy together. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornications with her. So not these big corporations are so much in bed with the governments that you can't tell them apart. Why do you think Biden won? It's because big corporations, unions, wanted government favoritism or favors. And so that's why they were in bed together to make sure that another, let's say a nationalist, would not be elected again. They wanted their man in there so they could manipulate him, and they have. That's why we have right now $4 a gallon oil. That's why three dozen eggs cost $10. That's why everything has just inflated so much. That's why. And that's what they wanted. You think those oil companies and these people are making all the money off of this or turning their back on it and pushing? No. They're demonic. That's right. They're demonic. These companies that are well established within our country. Okay, for all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Just what I said. Verse 4, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Still people being saved on earth. There's still people that are, the gospel is being reached by the 144,000 and the others, and who are being converted by the 144,000. So, and he's calling them out. Get away from this. Don't be involved in it. Go by and get you another job so that you're not involved with this big corporations and this big governments that are in bed together, and they're full of their wicked fornications against God and exalting themselves against God. Verse 5, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquity. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works, in the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow she give, sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Now that's pride. That's arrogancy. That is greed. Let me tell you something. You see all of this stuff, the iPhone, and all of these little things that we buy and we want so badly and all of that. There's a lot of souls that have been given up. Slave labor in many parts of the world for those luxuries that we have now. Verse 8, therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. See, Babylon is this queen of a system, thinks it can't be destroyed. It's hubris. It's arrogancy. You can see it in your governments today. Verse 9, and the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when she shall see the smoke of her burning. See, the governments are going to look and they're going to bewail the capitalistic system with all of its trappings burning up. Stand afar off. Verse 10, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is the judgment come, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls and fine linen and purple and the silk and scarlet and all the fine wood and all the manners of vessels of ivory and all manners of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and of iron and of marble. You see the jewelry. You see the finest in furnishings, elaborations in the furnishings and the vehicles and all of this, the best of the best, you know, of marble. Verse 13, and then cinnamon and odor and ointment and frankincense and wine and oil, the best wine, the best food, the best bakery, everything. Wheat, beast, sheep, horses, chariots, and slaves and souls of men. Yeah, it's still going to be slavery. But you people buy into this garbage. They're just trying to put you on a guilt trip. There's slavery right now. The different countries in the Asian countries are committing. You buy into that. I got some land in the bayou down there, I say. Verse 14, and the fruits that the soul and the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. It's over. Stock markets crashed. Capitalistic economic systems and algorithms and computer control, it's gone. Verse 16, and saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. I've been in stores in Dubai and in that area. And all you do is you go from one store that sells gold to the next store that sells gold. And it's just gold after gold. I mean, you can purchase a lot of finest gold over there, bought gold. So this is where it's going to be at, in the Middle East. Verse 17, for in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the companies and ships and sailors, as many as trade by sea, stood afar off. Where's all the oil at? It's in the Middle East. Where do you carry oil in? Ships. And for in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught, verse 17, and every shipmaster and a company and ships and sailors, as many as trade by sea, stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto the great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing and saying, alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. Read that again. And they cast dust on the heads and cried, weeping and wailing and sailing and saying, alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. Yep, yep. Yeah, they're really trying to put oil out of business, but they ain't going to do it. Oil's in everything. Oil's in those little plastic cars that are made, that Tesla makes, what they're made out of, oil. So but it's going to cost. And it's all going to be, all the hopes of this world are going to be gone. Verse 20. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. No more music, no more concerts, and no craftsman, and whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all. No more machinery, no more big machines and contraptions and machine shops. I've been in some big machine shops that build aircraft, that build all kinds of things. It's amazing what they can do today with computerized machinery. And it's going to be no more. Verse 23, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by the sorceries were all nations deceived. Deception. Telling you. And in her was found the blood of prophets and the saints and of all them, all that were slain upon the earth. This is the Antichrist. This is anti-God, and everything over ever since Cain killed Abel, ever since the prophecies of Christ coming, all that was before have. This is the culmination of all of that anti-God and of killing all the prophets and of the saints and going against God's will and God's ministry and God's purpose for this world. They're gone. This is the culmination. Babylon is the culmination, is the height, is the pinnacle, is the best of it all. And that's what Satan was always working for and to produce, was this city and this system. And it's gone in an hour. What do you have in heaven? The voice of harpers and musicians and pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more. But there's going to be rejoicing in heaven. Verse 20, rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. You're on the right side, brother and sister. Look, love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. That's what 1 John said. We're in the world, but don't be consumed by them. Don't be anxiously trying to get all of it, because in 1 hour, it's going to be gone. Look, that fine car that you got, that fine house you got, that big bank account you got, whatever, it's going to be, boom, gone in an hour, if you're here. Or if you're not, you're going to leave it for somebody else. So don't get wrapped up and stuck with all of that. Be thankful for what God has given you. And let me tell you something. God's going to give you enough so that you won't, so that you'll be in the world and being, let's say, consuming, a consumer of the world, but you won't be in the system of it. You'll be taken care of. That's what I'm trying to say. You're not one of the, you're not going to be one of those on the street corner with a cardboard sign up. No, you'll be taken care of. You'll be living a normal and peaceful life, worshiping Jesus and telling people about Jesus. And you'll eat good, sleep good, drive good, and things will be normal until you leave this earth. You'll be taken care of. Don't get into this system. You'll see it. You can tell it by the actions and attitudes of the people that are pushing for different things in this world. So God bless you. WSM217@gmail.com. Brother John.